The Wisconsin Farmers Union, Clean Wisconsin, and other groups are all pushing what they're calling the Homegrown Renewable Energy Campaign. It's basically a set of recommendations aimed at expanding energy and heat production from renewable sources. The groups want the state to establish contracts to pay landowners in exchange for planting crops like switchgrass that can be burned in heat and power plants. Margaret Chrome is with the Michael Fields Agricultural Institute in East Troy. She says they'd like to see a 500,000 acres under contract about a decade from now.
We're wanting to make sure that that land, which is marginal land, can be used in such a productive way. It can grow perennials and woody biomass to help protect our soils, provide woodlife habitat, and build our energy biomass energy market.
The groups also want a $5 million investment in a program that helps schools purchase equipment for generating energy from biomass. And they want the state to establish a ceiling for carbon emissions from cars and trucks, although they say that would work best if other Midwestern states also sign on. The recommendations were all part of the final report by the governor's task force on global warming, although anything that costs more money could be a tough sell with the state facing a massive budget hole. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.